Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hi, Mama. I am so glad that you are here. I know I say that every episode, but honestly, I am so glad that you tune in and listen every week. Like, it just makes my heart happy that my podcast downloads are growing and it's doubling and more moms are coming in and listening and getting value out of my content. So my ask for you today is, if you've been listening to my show and you found it helpful, would you please share it with one mama friend? If you can think of one friend that could benefit from my show and all the things that I teach on here, the mindset shifts and overcoming mom guilt and talking about hard, uncomfortable topics that maybe some of us don't talk about, and please share my show with them. Today, I wanted to talk to you about a time in my life where I experienced mom rage for the first time, and it really, really scared me. And then I will share a second story about experiencing mom rage and how I was able to handle it a little bit better than the first time. And both of them are with my oldest son. So my older two boys are 3 years apart, and my oldest was 3 years old. Like, they're exactly both January babies. And then my second one was born, and he was a really challenging baby. So he was actually a colic baby. At 2 weeks old, he developed colic, and for about 6 months, he cried a lot. I remember, I would say 8 out of 10 times when we would drive in the car, he would be screaming. It was so hard on my nervous system. I was really overwhelmed a lot. It was just very, very challenging. Like, somehow he was able to sleep well at night, but during the day, it was just really, really miserable. And if you had a colic baby, you really understand how challenging it is, how frustrating, overwhelming, and stressful it is, especially when you're just by yourself with the kiddos. My husband was working, and it was just me at home with the two kids. And so it was about a month in where my baby was crying a lot. I finally got him to go to sleep, calm him down, put him in the swing. And he was rocking in the swing, and my oldest was 3 years old. He comes up to him, and who knows what was going through his head. Obviously, I have no idea. He comes up to him, and he picks up his little hand and bites his finger. Obviously, the baby wakes up. Obviously, the baby's starting to cry. I completely lost it. I completely freaked out. I, like, screamed at him. I'm like, what did you do? And you know what I did? I smacked him on the head. I was that angry. There was so much mom rage. It literally just came out. I didn't have to. I didn't think in that moment. There was, like, absolutely no thinking involved. It was just a complete automatic reaction out of anger. And back then, I used to believe in spanking, and I would spank my kids. And, well, my oldest. And so, like, physical hurt, bringing physical hurt was, you know, normal in that sense, but not like hitting them across the head. And that was obviously, like, right away, immediately, like, he just, like, crumbled on the floor and started crying. Who knows why he did that to his brother, maybe to get attention, you know, I don't know. But right away, this wave of insane mom guilt that rushed over me, I was like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? I cannot believe I just did this. I cannot let anybody know that I did this. Like, I felt like the worst mom in the freaking world. Like, literally, I couldn't believe that I even did that. And I don't even remember if I apologized to him. Now that I'm talking about the story, this is a good reminder for me to maybe I had felt so much shame. I couldn't even admit that I did it, to apologize for it. Now that I'm talking about it out loud, like, tonight would be a good time to, like, tell my son this story and take ownership of it and apologize for it. But, like, what I'm trying to say, like, this is my first time I experienced severe mom rage that I never thought I could even experience. Like, this side of me came out that I never even thought I had. Why did that happen? I was physically absolutely drained and exhausted. I had a colic baby, so much stress on my mind trying to calm that baby down. So overwhelmed, right? I was just depleted. I didn't have any time to recharge. I was probably hungry and sleep deprived. Like, my husband wasn't there. I didn't have the support that I needed, you know, during the day. I was just absolutely worn out, and my brain didn't have energy to make positive choices in the moment. Now, that's not an excuse. I also didn't know anything that I teach you right now. Like, none of this stuff I knew, right? I didn't have the skills or the tools that I'm teaching you. What I'm trying to say is that that was one of those first moments in my life where it completely freaked me out that this rage even existed inside of me. And it truly, truly scared me. And there was another incident that was happened maybe 2 years ago, maybe a little bit less than that. And I was pregnant with my fourth. I was pregnant with my girl. And my oldest son, I don't even remember why he got upset. He was eight-ish at that time. And he got upset about something that either I set a boundary and he wasn't happy with. I think he wanted something and I said no. He got really triggered and really upset. And I was walking from the kitchen to the living room and he tripped me on purpose because he was so mad and so upset. Can you imagine the anger that I experienced? And it wasn't even that he was trying to hurt me. My automatic thought was like, I am freaking pregnant. I was able to catch myself and not fall on my stomach and not hurt myself. But if I fell and hurt my belly, my baby would have been hurt. Obviously, like, this mom bear comes out, right? Because you're pregnant, because, you know. Can you imagine the rage that came out? I was so, so angry that he did that. But because I was already going to counseling and I was implementing all the tools that I've been learning about that I teach you here on my podcast and in my programs, I was able to stop myself and walk away. And I told him, go upstairs right now. I am so angry. I just cannot even be around you right now. I need you to go upstairs and be there right now. I was super firm, maybe even like rude, but it was so much better than lashing out in anger and physically hurting him, right? And later, after I calmed down, I was able to come into the room with him and be like, hey, like, what you did was so unsafe. It was so scary. I got so mad. I understand you were upset because I didn't let you do this or I said no to your request. I get it. And it's okay to be upset. It's okay to not like my answer. What is not okay is to physically hurt other people when you're upset, right? And because my plan was that I practiced with my counselor, with like the whole parenting thing that I did, that when I felt triggered, when I felt that anger and rage, my plan was to walk away and take some deep breaths and calm down before I re-enter the situation. We talked about it. I did mantras. So I was able to implement it in the heat of the moment. And because I was probably not as depleted as I was originally with my first story, I probably wasn't as tired or exhausted. I wasn't really hungry. So yes, what he did was a big threat to me, but it wasn't as huge of a threat because my needs were met. And so, yes, it triggered me, but my response was better than it would have been if I added being exhausted, drained, like overwhelmed, hungry, and all of that on top of that. I hope that makes sense to you. But the moral of the story is like, those are the two incidents that like really pop out in my head when I experience severe mom rage to the point where I physically wanted to hurt my child, because my natural response, and you know, I talked about fight, flight, or freeze in previous episodes, when there's a threat, some sort of threat, it could be a physical trigger, an emotional trigger, right? When there's mental trigger, when there's some sort of threat in your mind, my tendency with my kids is to do the fight mode, okay? With my husband, it's the verbally fight. With my kids, it's the physically fight, because I've been spanking previously for years. So it's so hard for me to unlearn that. It's like a big process for me to unteach that to myself. So for me, it was physically fight with my kids, verbally fight with my husband. But when it's around other people that are outside of my family, immediate family, I freeze. My tendency is to freeze or flee. And it's just so interesting how for every situation is a little bit different. But what I'm trying to say, Mama, I understand what it's like to experience mom rage. I still experience challenging moments, not to that point where I physically want to hurt my kids. It is so, so rare, few in between, because I practice what I preach in my podcast, in my programs. I am so intentional of implementing all the things that I teach you because I don't want to have that double standard. I absolutely cannot be around people that are inauthentic, people that are fake. Do I still mess up? Yes. Do I raise my voice? Yes. Do I freak out and scream and lose my marbles at the rest of the family? Extremely rare, super rare. Why? Because of all the things that I teach to you. And Mama, if this is resonating with you and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I experience mom rage so often with my family. I hate the person I am around them. All these negative sides of me come out. I feel like I'm damaging my kids for life. I feel like I'm traumatizing them and they're going to have to go to therapy because of me. Mama, I'm here for you, okay? This is what my program is for, to walk alongside you. It's like having a personal emotional support mentor that walks alongside you. One of the reasons that I was able to succeed in all the things that I was learning was, the biggest thing is because I had a counselor that I was meeting with every single week for a year and a half. A year and a half. To implement all these new parenting strategies. And she kept me accountable every single week, because that is what I needed. That accountability and the support helps me show up as that best self, right, for my family. We are 90% more likely to succeed at anything when we have support and accountability. Like seriously, 90%. And this is what I want for you. I want you to turn that corner from a mom who feels like she's literally failing left and right to a mom who feels grounded and safe and supported, and mom that is showing up as compassionate, loving, and understanding towards her kids, who actually has the patience. And those mom rage moments are so far few in between. And that is not your norm anymore. No, can we get perfection? Absolutely not. But Mama, I promise you there's a much better way to do motherhood. And I'm here to support you. I am confident. Like, I believe in my program so strongly. I know it's going to change your life completely. You will come out like a completely, like a whole new person. You're going to be like a completely different mom. Your whole family is going to be like, who is this new person? Like, we don't even know this person. She is happy. She is thriving. She's happy to see the kids. She is looking forward to her days. Like, I promise you, your life is going to change. I'm here for you. I'd be happy to have you in my program. Right now, I'm running some promos. If you are one of the few people that signs up, the first few people that signs up with me, in the next week, you will get $100 off my coaching services. I will be happy to have you here, Mama, and I hope you have a good rest of the day. Hi, friend.
Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.